Okay, our friends. So today we're going to read another story about an inventor, or maybe, I guess she's not really an inventor, but a discoverer. Because today's story is about a lady who did something that is pretty impressive. It's called Dinosaur Lady, The Daring Discoveries of Mary Anning, the First Paleontologist. The words are by Linda Skiers, and the pictures are by Marta Alvarez Meguins. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Peanut Butter and Jelly Sandwich.
Peanut Butter and Jelly Sandwich.
Peanut Butter.
And Jelly?
Sandwich.
Is it Peanut Butter and Jelly Time?
No, I hate that song.
Oh, all right, never mind.
Sweet Philip.
Let's go! So, buckle up, you guys, because we're going to learn what's going on here. Mary Anning dodged the high tides and crashing waves to scour the beach near her hometown of Lyme Regis, England. She filled her basket with curiosities to sell to tourists, like seashells and fossils with fanciful local names like snake stones, which are ammonites. Devil toenails, which are belemnites, and angel wings, what? Which is the Petricola volatiformis. She scrambled over crumbling cliffs and rocky peaks while avoiding life-threatening landslides. And despite the constant danger, Mary wasn't afraid. She was determined to uncover the area's long-buried secrets. Mary learned to read and write at Sunday school, but she wanted to learn more. She had so many questions about the bones and fossils she'd found, and she needed answers. She borrowed books and copied scientific papers. She sketched intricate drawings of her discoveries. And she made notes, lots and lots of notes. And we can see some of the things that she has got here. Those ammonites are kind of swirly looking things, right? Mm-hmm. What is this? She's thinking. Well, one morning when Mary and her brother were exploring the cliffs, they saw something surprising. Nestled in a rock was a large eye socket looking right back at them. Carefully, they chiseled away dirt and stone to expose a 4-foot-long head with a pointed snout, massive jaw, hundreds of teeth. It was frightening. But Mary wasn't scared. She was fascinated. They coaxed workers from the village to help dig it out and carry it home. While the men returned to their work, Mary set out to find the creature's body. The cliffs were constantly shifting and sliding. It had to be buried nearby, but where? Day after day, Mary scrambled over the cliffs. Week after week, she searched, month after month, after almost a year. Mother Nature lent Mary a helping hand. The powerful wind and pounding rain from a devastating storm caused several landslides. In one night, the cliff's ancient layers were exposed, layers that would have taken Mary years to uncover with her hammer and chisel. Something caught Mary's eye. Bones. Boldly, Mary chipped away and uncovered ribs, vertebrae. And what is a vertebra?
Backbone.
The backbone, right. Flippers.
What?
Was it a crocodile? A fish? A lizard? No. Mary had discovered a creature never seen before. Was she scared?
Not at all.
Nope, not at all. But many villagers were. Soon they were talking about Mary's monster. Word traveled to a rich collector who offered to buy the skeleton. Mary hated to see it go, but the money would help the Anning family survive for months. The collector donated it to a London museum, and scientists and geologists flocked to the exhibit. They studied it, calculated, debated. They named it the Ichthyosaurus. It meant fish lizard. The word dinosaur hadn't even been invented yet. They made an announcement that shocked the world. Mary's find wasn't just old. It was millions of years old. Their declaration shattered the commonly held belief that the Earth was only about 6,000 years old. Alas, no one had realized that a species could become extinct until they studied the remains of a creature that no longer walked the Earth. While others discussed her discovery, Mary kept exploring and learning. Over the years, Mary also found many odd, dark, lumpy pebbles inside skeletons. She examined them, reread her notes, studied her drawings. Mary figured out what they were, except it wasn't something a lady should talk about. But Mary was more of a scientist than a proper lady, so she proclaimed these stones, known as bezoars, were actually fossilized poop. Yeah, geologists sneered, scientists scoffed, but they took a closer look and realized she was right. Mary's discovery helped scholars learn more about what those ancient creatures are. They also found many long, thin, cone-shaped fossils, and they were unremarkable. Ordinary, at least on the outside. Curious, she cut one open. Tucked inside was a small pocket filled with a dark, thick substance. Mary was even more curious now. Adding a few drops of water turned the substance into ink. Mary's discovery proved that ancient aquatic creatures squirted ink to hide themselves from hungry predators. Just like a modern-day octopus, right? When Mary was 24, she made another amazing discovery. The creature didn't have legs or flippers. It had wings. Mary had unearthed a prehistoric flying reptile called a pterosaur.
Pteranodon.
Mm-hmm. Around the, well, we don't know if it was a pteranodon. They didn't know a lot about dinosaurs at that point. So, how they didn't know how to classify things.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah, correctly. Yeah. Around the world, scientists were talking about Mary's incredible discoveries, but they weren't talking about Mary. Not at first. Even though Mary could identify a species from one single bone and rebuild entire skeletons like a jigsaw puzzle, she couldn't join the Geological Society of London. Women were not allowed. And she couldn't attend lectures or teach university classes or even take classes. Can you imagine? Just because she was a woman? But Mary knew her discoveries were important and would change the way that people viewed the Earth's past. And so did many geologists and scientists and scholars, because where did they go when they had questions? Straight to Mary's cottage. Eager to learn more, they followed her over the cliffs, even if it terrified them, and it did. Just like long-buried fossils, Mary's achievements have slowly been uncovered and shared with the world. Her daring discoveries helped form paleontology, the branch of geology that uses fossils to study prehistoric life. And she did all that with a homemade hammer a chisel, and a never-ending quest to fearlessly keep exploring and learning. Mm-hmm. When it comes right down to learning about dinosaurs, if you like dinosaurs and you want to be a paleontologist, then this is the book for you, right? I wonder if Dr. Alan Grant has read it. What do you think?
Probably.
Remember who Alan Grant is?
Yeah.
Maybe we should read some dinosaur books. What do you think about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Well, maybe we'll do dinosaurs next. But anyways, that is, say it with me, the end. Anything else you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too.
Bye-bye.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.